For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The most important thing is to make sure that everybody in this fire knows, everybody in the fire zone knows that the whole state is with them.
The governor of Colorado offering some comforting words to thousands of people affected by wildfires burning across the state. Governor John Hickenlooper spent much of Friday touring two wildfire command centers, one in Spring Creek and the other in Lake Christine. The Spring Creek fire, which is now the third largest in the state's history, has grown to more than 100,000 acres and forced more than 2,000 people out of their homes. Wildfires that have destroyed dozens of buildings and caused at least one death continue to ravage California as well. In San Diego County, a handful of fires prompted evacuation orders for more than 1,000 homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones here. So the folks at MyPillow said, hey Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, it's a pillow, right? But what did I have to lose? And I'll tell you what I did lose. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillow waking me up. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know that you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping the pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you don't like it, you can return it. It also comes, get this, with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can. And you can toss your MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new. It's outstanding. And it's made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, and enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price with free shipping direct to your door. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-pack special, enter promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
After the death of a rescue diver, there will be no immediate attempt at an underwater evacuation of a cave in Thailand. A dozen boys and their soccer coach have been trapped there for more than 2 weeks. The caves are flooded and more rain is expected.
What they are going to do is continue to pump water out of the cave before those rains start, try to get the water level down to the point where if they do have to rescue the boys, most of their journey out of the cave would be with their heads above water. What they're trying to avoid is a situation where they have to put dive masks on their face and actually have them dive underwater for a long period of time to escape the cave. That is something that trained Navy SEALs do, and a trained former Navy SEAL died doing it here yesterday.
Also in Thailand, off the coast, a search effort is underway for 23 people that are still missing from a tour boat wreck that took at least 33 lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Vice President Pence is showing support for the nation's Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, and he paid a visit to the federal agency to thank them for their efforts. With more, here's USA's Robin Walensky.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE headquarters in Washington, D.C., calling out Democrats and progressives who want to abolish the federal agency, which he says is critical for our national security.
No, the truth is the calls to abolish ICE are not just outrageous, they're irresponsible. Abolishing ICE would mean more illegal immigration. Abolishing ICE would mean more violent crime.
Pence saying communities are finally becoming safe again from gangs like MS-13 because ICE agents are cracking down.
You're on the front lines of enforcing America's laws and ensuring the vitality of this nation and the security of our people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Despite the creation of 213,000 new jobs, the U.S. unemployment rate rose to 4% during June. John Clemens reports.
After dropping to an 18-year low of 3.8% in May, the jobless rate rose to 4% last month. The 213,000 new jobs surpassed expectations by analysts that had predicted about 190,000 new jobs. Eleni Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Job growth occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing and healthcare, while retail trade lost jobs.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.